and welcome back to the Black Hole Sun podcast. I'm your host, Moss. Welcome back. This is episode 49. I can't believe we're at episode 49, but here I am. Hi. So the last couple episodes have been about ghost stories and haunted buildings, and I wanted to keep it light and go back to one of my favorite topics, which is anime. And I want to talk about an incredibly popular anime that has basically has been a humongous sensation. Like, I've never seen such a popularity for an anime like this. I mean, maybe Sailor Moon, which I've done an episode on, but this one has really, like, come out of nowhere, and I feel like even people who don't watch anime are watching this one. So I'm talking about Demon Slayer, guys. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, which I'm probably saying wrong, but hey, whatever. Blades of Demon Destruction. But Demon Slayer, which, season 2 ended recently. You probably watched it on Crunchyroll. I started watching it on Crunchyroll, but I realized I could watch it on Hulu, and I was like, peace, Crunchyroll, trial membership is over, so I'm gonna go back to Hulu. Demon Slayer is everywhere, and for good reason. It's just a really good anime. On anything else, like, I feel like if you wanted to start watching anime, you probably could start with this one, because it's pretty great. So just to give you a heads up on the history, Demon Slayer is a Japanese manga series. If you don't know what manga is basically, most anime is based on manga. I'm pretty sure there's a couple animes that are not, but mangas are basically like Japanese comic books. They have a range of different things that you can get in a manga. So a manga series written and illustrated by, and I apologize if I butcher names, Koyori Goto Yuji. He is the creator of Demon Slayer. It follows a teenager named Tanjiro Kamado, who is the main hero of the series, who strives to become a demon slayer after his family was slaughtered and his younger sister Nezuko turns into a demon. So basically the story is about this kid named Tanjiro, who lives in a village in the mountains somewhere. The story takes place in the past, the Tashiri era of Japan, which I, from looking at, like, what's going on, I feel like, I don't know, the Tashiri has to be, like, I don't know, like, in the... I'm looking at it. It's like 1912 to 1926. So yeah, it makes sense, because it's the beginning of the industrial age kind of situation, because there is like a moving train that takes coal. And at the beginning of the series, Tanjiro leaves his family to go sell coal in the village, because they're in the mountain. So he goes down the mountain to sell coal to make money. So yeah, so it's that time frame. So when he goes away to sell this coal, he comes back and he discovers that his whole family has been slaughtered. I believe it's his mom, and then he had two younger siblings who died, and then the sister, Nezuko, is still partly alive. So he, like, it's the whole scene is he picks her up and he tries to save her, but then she attacks him because she's becoming a demon. So there's a whole storyline of that. So he tries to find help to help her become human again. And in turn, he decides to become a demon slayer, and he goes through training. And it's all this, you know, the arc of a hero, the tragedy that, you know, motivates him. And then he becomes a demon slayer and becomes part of the demon core. And he goes out on adventures and things to do. So, yeah, that's basically, in a nutshell, what's going on. He's, like, a really kind-hearted, intelligent boy. He, like I said, grew up in the mountains. The father died, so he's basically the breadwinner. He makes trips selling coal, like I said. And then, you know, after the slaughter, he leaves, obviously can't stay at that house, so he leaves. He comes across, oh gosh, I can't remember the individual, but he starts training them. Sajinki, oh, I'm saying his name wrong, but he finds a retired master who trains him as a demon slayer, and then he has to do this like intense training for the demon corps. Like, there's a bunch of them who go and do this training, and they have to stay in this like remote like area where there's a bunch of demons, and it's spend the night because demons come out at night in this storyline, so they have to survive the night. And then there was a ton of them, and then when they come at the end, he survives and a bunch of other people survive. But like, when I say a bunch of people, it's like 4 people survive. And so at the end, they get like their swords, and then they get like their familiar. They get like their birds that brings them messages and assignments. Everybody gets a crow except for one of the guys. He gets like a sparrow or something, a little bird. But you realize he's kind of a little bird himself. Zetsu, I always get his name wrong, but he's like kind of like the panicky guy. He's like always crying, but then he goes into this trance and he has this one like dope move, and he becomes like, you're like, holy crap, this guy can really, really, he really knows how to like do his job. Like, you're all like, oh, this guy's a big whiny, but no, he's actually not too bad. So they survive, and then they become part of the demon corps, and they're like, you know, lower level demon slayers, and they go out on assignments, and the crow will come and say, hey, you have to head north or head west or head wherever to do assignments. So far this series, Demon Slayer, has 2 series and a movie. Okay, so the first season, I shouldn't say series, I mean season. The first season was the whole arch of him finding himself, Tanjiro, finding himself, learning how to be a demon slayer, trying to figure out things, and taking his time to become a demon slayer and to join the demon corps. And then the first part of that first season, and then he joins up with 2 other demon slayers, and they go out and start doing things together, and you know, they get in trouble, and you know, they do demon slayer stuff. I don't know how else to explain it, but yeah, they go and they're working really hard and training, and they've got different sort of scenarios that happen, and yeah, and it's fun. So then that's the first season. So the first season is just that. And then this, you know, he meets up with Zetsu. I always get his name wrong. And he's the one with the sparrow. And Inosuke, who is this guy who was raised by boars, and he wears a boar head, and yeah, it's crazy. Just, oh my gosh. Anyway, and Nesuko wears a muzzle because so she doesn't, you know, bite anybody as a demon. But she ends up doing this thing where she doesn't actually need blood of humans, because a lot of the demons have to, how they sustain themselves as demons is they drink blood of humans, or I guess they could do blood of animals, but you know, why would you do that? So she carries this muzzle, and then the retired master who taught Tanjiro makes a box for Tanjiro to put her in. It sounds weird. It's like a box backpack. You just have to see it. You know, use your imagination. And she goes in there during the day because she's not supposed to be out in the sun. And he's walking and doing stuff. She stays in there, and she makes herself small to stay in this box. It's lightweight, and it doesn't let in any sunlight, and obviously she doesn't need air because she is a demon. So he travels around with this wooden box. I'm sure you've seen, if you're not an anime person, I'm sure you've seen a picture of him with his green and black checkered jacket, and he's got this big old forehead. The Inosuke mentions when he first meets him. He talks about his forehead, and he has this stain on his forehead, and he has like this reddish hair and big eyes. So he carries this box, which is his sister. So that first season, they get along, they do all sorts of things. At the end of that first season, they are sent on an assignment. And like any anime, if you know any anime that I watch or recall, most of them have, if they're big franchise, they have like, Sailor Moon definitely does this. They have like little movies, like short movies that, or spin-offs that connect to the original series. So in between season one and two, there is a movie called The Mugen Train, which ends up being the first half of season two. Like it, so the movie is called Mugen Train. It's obviously a movie. It's condensed. It's cut together for anybody who wants to watch that. And apparently it did so well. Like it's like so many people went to see it because, you know, Demon Slayer, it's really big all over, but especially in Japan, where most, obviously, you know, anime and manga are really big because it's from there. And it's helped the movie, the Mugen Train movie, became such a hit that everybody went to see it, and it helped the Japanese box office, as well as being a big hit here in America, where it was considered, like, the biggest foreign movie ever to, you know, be seen. Like, it's number one as the best, the most seen foreign movie, which is like out of control if you think about it, because I mean, you know, animation, usually you don't consider those kind of movies to be, I don't know, like it seems like sometimes those movies tend to, especially anime, tends to be targeted to a certain audience. And when I think of big movies with big box office returns, I always think of like a superhero movie, like something from Marvel usually. I never think anime because not everybody likes anime, not everybody understands it. But this, I'm telling you, this particular show, Demon Slayer, this particular show and manga has kind of transcended sort of that, like, oh, you gotta like anime to like this or read the manga and stuff, like, you wouldn't appreciate it because it's a really well-made show. I plenty of people know of it. So going back, so the Mugen Train movie, which I don't know how long it was, but it's basically the condensed version of the first half of the second season, right? And then from the second season, there's a cut, like it finishes like as the movie. Then the second part of the second season, they're in the entertainment district working with another demon and doing other things and helping him find his wives, only in anime. And that was good too. The animation itself, because sometimes you'll watch an animation and you're just like, oh my god, who drew this? The animation and the fight sequences in this show are amazing. I really appreciate all the work they've done into it, and even because I like to watch the dub instead of the subtitle ones, because you'll hear people in anime say, do you watch the dub or the sub? Dub means dubbed over, or meaning that they brought in a voiceover artist to do it in your respective language. In my case, I would watch it in English, but I can also watch it in Spanish. So you'll watch somebody do the voiceover in English. Sub just means the subtitles at the bottom, and you can read it while you hear the original dialogue in Japanese. So I've watched it in both ways, because season two, I don't think they have a dub. I haven't found one. If you know of where I can see it, because I love it so much, I could watch season two again. So if you know, like, I know Hulu didn't have it, and Crunchyroll didn't have the dub version. They just had the sub. But season one has the dub version. So anyway, it's just a really good show. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about Demon Slayer. And we're back. gosh, I can talk about Demon Slayer all day. I just think it's a great show. People will say this is probably not the best introduction to anime, and I totally disagree. I think this is a great show if you've always been curious about watching anime. I haven't read the manga, I will be honest, so I don't know how, you know, well you can follow that, but as terms of an anime, season one, I always say watch the dub instead of the sub. I feel like a lot of people, I can watch foreign projects with the sub and be okay, but I feel like a lot of people lose interest and kind of like zone out when they, you know, they have to pay attention in that sense. So I would say start off watching season one dubbed and get into it that way. It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of corny jokes, which, funny enough, if I didn't know it was made in Japan, I would have thought it was an American show, because the jokes are not like, you know, sometimes when you see something foreign and they have a joke or something particular, you're like, huh, I didn't get that. But the jokes and sort of the slapstick humor that comes in once in a while kind of transcend, or it doesn't get lost in translation, pretty much, you know, like you still understand what they're saying and it's funny. I can't talk enough about Demon Slayer. And like I said, if it's your first time doing animation, your first time watching animation, anime. It's the first time watching anime of any kind. I would watch this one, watch the first season subbed in your respective language, and, you know, get into it that way. The show's amazing. There's a season three that it's just been announced. It's a sensation. Everybody loves it. Like, I didn't expect it to stop at season two because it was so good and everybody is such a fan. As for me, who is my favorite character, if I had to, like, pick one, funny enough, I don't know why, but my favorite character is Inosuke, who is the... he's kind of, like, such a weird character to like, but he's, like... Oh gosh, how do you explain Inosuke? Inosuke! Inosuke is, he's just like a young guy. He was raised by, boars, as it says. He is one of the main three, and you know, Demon Slayer. He's average, you know, average face, average height. He kind of has a, he wears his boar head. He's kind of like a hothead. He's like, I don't know. He's a strong fighter, but he's like a hothead and he's always looking for a fight. And he wears his boar head, but when he took it off, you see him and you're like, what a pretty looking man. He's got a pretty face. So he's my favorite for some reason. Everybody loves Nezuko, because she's Nezuko, and she's so cute, and, you know, for a demon, she's adorable. And then when she gets, like, angry, and she has to protect her brother, she gets in there, and she's, like, kicking ass. So those are my two favorite. I mean, I like Tanjiro as well. Zenitsu, well, you know, I mean, you know, you can't like everybody. I mean, if you like him, that's up to you, so... I'd love to hear from you guys. Do you watch Demon Slayer? I feel like everybody does, but hey, I could be wrong. Do you watch Demon Slayer? Who's your favorite character? Who are you excited about season three? You know, have you watched it and not liked it? Like, I'd love to hear from you guys. So let me know. Send me comments and messages. I'd love to hear more from you guys about this. And until next time, have a good one. Bye.